Today, we reflect on artistic expression and social change. This year marks the 40th anniversary of Pablo Neruda's death. The renowned Nobel Peace Prize winner penned, among so much of his other work, Canto General. Canto General is a compilation of 12 poems in tribute to South America's beauty, turbulent political history, and destiny of its people. Mikos Theodorakis, one of Greek's foremost composers, arranged music so these poems could be performed in song, and the Seattle Peace Chorus will be performing Canto General on June 1st at Town Hall, also June 8th at Cleveland High School. And I'm delighted to welcome Fred West, the director of the Seattle Peace Chorus, here to the studio. Thanks for coming in, Fred.
Great to be with you, Steve.
It's nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Tell me about the Seattle Peace Chorus. Why do they exist?
Well, we have a mission to express a desire for a more just and peaceful world through music. So, there's something like 60 choirs in the Seattle area, and they are all doing wonderful work. We have a little bit of a special niche in that everything we do, every piece of programming is focused on some peace and social justice issue. So last fall, for instance, we did a concert about women's issues in the world, and we invited Chris Williamson to be part of our concert. She's
right,
a very famous singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Year before that, we did a whole concert about immigration rights, immigrant rights. And we brought speakers, and we did music from different immigrant cultures, and really just brought that out in the music. So there's a lot of work to be done.
An endless supply of work.
Endless supply of material.
So you've got a couple of things coming up in the area. As I mentioned, June 1st, Town Hall, June 8th at Cleveland High School. Why Canto General and why now? Why did you select this to do at this moment?
Well, Canto General is an epic choral work that has only been performed in this country a handful of times. And it was premiered in the late 80s in Minneapolis by Pat Porter. And she got the piece from her daughter, who was part of the European tour of Canto General that was the world premiere. But we are doing this because 40 years ago this fall would have been the fall of a democratically elected government in Chile. That mm-hmm. was the beginning of the coup in Chile that installed Augusto Pinochet, who was really a vile, sort of totalitarian ruler. And so we are marking that anniversary, with the voice of Pablo Neruda. And Pablo Neruda was an ambassador to France, during that time, as well as a celebrated writer, and he won the Nobel Prize for this poetry that is called Canto General, which comprises something like 251 separate poems.
Hmm.
And he and Theodorakis, who's the composer, chose 12 poems that he set to music. Theodorakis in 1971 that was the guest of the Chilean government because he fled the military junta of Greece.
Right.
And he, for all of his speaking out against that military government, was tortured and imprisoned. And so he escaped and was in exile in Chile, where he met Pablo Neruda. And they were really kindred spirits.
Sure.
I mean, just very expressive, dynamic artists. So Theodorakis says, as a way to thank the Chilean people for their hospitality and their warmth, and as a tribute to my friend Pablo Neruda, I want to write this music that will celebrate the poetry.
Wouldn't have that been a collaboration to be a fly on the wall for?
Incredible. Yeah, yeah, those two giants, of the arts.
Interesting. Speaking with Fred West, the director of the Seattle Peace Chorus and a longtime artist, choral director. You've been doing this for a long time, right?
I founded the City Cantabile Choir in 1981,
right. Mm-hmm.
And we just did a concert of a new work of mine, which was based on Irish legend. And I became the music director of the Seattle Peace Chorus 13 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I keep both those choirs going, and I direct the music program at Shoreline Unitarian Church as well, and I teach marimba at University Co-op School. It's in my blood, Steve.
I know this, Fred. It's one of the great things about this community is that there's so many people who contribute art, and raise the whole cultural vibe here. So thank you for that. Tell me a little bit how this performance of this particular piece highlights Neruda. I mean, he won a Nobel Prize for this, so obviously this work was acknowledged, you know, internationally as a prime example. A Nobel Prize is pretty much as high as you can go, right? So what does this explain about Neruda's character, do you think?
Well, let me just read a brief section. This is from America, My Love, Amor America. Before the wig and the dress coat, there were rivers, arterial rivers, there were cordilleras, jagged waves where the condor and the snow seemed immutable. There is the dampness and dense growth, the thunder as yet unnamed, the planetary pampas. Man was dust, earthen vase, an eyelid of tremulous loam, the shape of clay. No one could remember them afterward. The wind forgot them. The language of water was buried. The keys were lost or flooded with silence. Life was not lost, pastoral brothers, but like a wild rose, a red drop fell into the dense growth, and a lamp of earth was extinguished. I am here to tell the story. This whole piece is the story of Pablo Neruda. He was inspired after visiting Machu Picchu, which is one of the wonders of the world, which I visited several years ago with my daughter. And he came back and began writing and writing and writing. One of the pieces is called Algunas Bestias, and it's just a whole explanation of the beauty of the rainforest and the natural environment. Another piece, Vegetaciones, which names every tree in the forest. And there's a piece called Lautaro, which is about a Mapuche native indigenous person who is a hero to the people today, even. And so he tells this epic tale. And the reason we love it is that we're not telling anybody how to vote. You know, we're not telling anybody who to vote for mayor or governor or anything else. We're presenting the story of this titanic poet of our time. And then you get to hear, you know, what his life was like, how his life was affected by the whole world events of 40 years ago.
Fred West, the director of Seattle Peace Chorus, here talking about the performance coming up June 1st and June 8th. This wasn't folk music. This was pretty highly arranged stuff, and it didn't sound, you know, Latin, right? I mean, Neruda is a Latin figure.
Well, that's what's so interesting about this. It's a real hybrid piece of music. Mm-hmm. So the poetry, and everybody that you talk to will say, oh, I love Neruda's poetry. You know, I mean, people really know something about Pablo Neruda. But Theodorakis is Greek to the core.
You know, Zorba the Greek.
Zorba the Greek.
He scored that
movie, right?
He
Zorba
wrote
the
song.
Greek, you know. Yeah, he's the definitive Greek, you know, composer.
Of the 20th century. Late 20th century, for sure.
You hear in this music, though, a lot of Balkan rhythms, you know, a lot of mixed meters, 7-8, 5-8, a lot of these sort of dance rhythms that you and I know well from being involved in Balkan music.
Right.
And yet he scored it for three flutes. And if you had three bouzoukis, you could use them, you know, the national Greek instrument. And two pianos, timpanis, five other percussionists, double bass, and then the whole chorus, baritone soloist, and we have two mezzo sopranos and alto soloists who will do this work.
It'll be an exciting night, I would think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just listen to that. It's
yeah, no
heroic
kidding.
Music.
Tell me what, you know, this particular performance notwithstanding, what is it that you look for as a musical director when it comes to selecting repertoire or content for an evening, or, you know, what is it that I know the Seattle Peace Corps has a specific mission, but there's, you know, there's good things that fit that mission, good compositions, and there's others that probably don't fit that mission. So what is it that you look for?
Well, I look for something that is really gives the singers an opportunity to sing interesting, challenging work with great amount of passion. You know, there's got to be a great passion there, you know, for everybody to dive into it like this. This is an exhausting piece to sing. There's 2-hour-long halves. The chorus is standing the whole time. They've been working on the Spanish for the last 6 months. We've got, you know, Spanish experts mm-hmm. that are coaching us in it. It's got to be very compelling. So I feel like the music has got to have, you know, the sort of raw passion to it that will compel the singers and the musician. I mean, I want to light a, you know, kind of a metaphorical fire there on stage, you know, that will really excite people as to what we're singing about.
And in order to get to the heart of that, you have to know your singers, right? I mean, you need to know what strengths are present in certain singers, and you wouldn't necessarily want to put them in a place where they couldn't access that passion.
Sure. But often, you know, it's sort of like if you build it, people will come. And it really is true. You know, mm-hmm. when you decide to do a piece like this, as we have, we've had a number of other singers join us and people have heard about this piece and they really want to be a part of it. So we have quite a wonderful ensemble of 50 plus singers.
That's amazing. That's a lot of power. That's a lot of vocal power.
A lot of vocal power. And Theodorakis is not content to write in 4-part harmony. He divides each of those parts. Sometimes there's 12 parts going. There's a number of double chorus pieces. Then the double chorus divides. So it's very complex music.
Mm-hmm. Did Neruda get to hear this finished?
It was to have been premiered in September of 1973 at the big stadium in Santiago, Chile. Mm-hmm. That was their whole plan. But on that date, the stadium was full, but not of people coming to hear Canto General. Mm-hmm. It was full of political prisoners that had been rounded up by Pinochet, including Victor Jara, who was a celebrated, you know, folk singer.
Mm-hmm.
And Theodorakis fled the country, and Neruda died soon after that, September 26th of that year. Allende was thought to have committed suicide, but, you know, I mean, he was not going to last. And just recently, they've exhumed the body of Pablo Neruda,
mm-hmm.
and they're testing to see if he was poisoned. And his chauffeur has come forth and said he was in the hospital and he had prostate cancer and you know, he had some various health problems, but he was given some kind of injection by people that nobody knew, and he died soon after that.
Hmm.
Very suspicious.
Hmm.
So it'd be interesting, what are the results of this, you know, analysis.
And you're taking the choir to Chile this summer.
We are. We're going in August, and we'll be hosted by a Chilean choir in Santiago. We're going to go to several of the homes of Pablo Neruda. We'll jointly sing with Chileno singers, and we'll travel there for a couple weeks.
Come back and give us a report.
We will, yeah.
That sounds exciting.
And that's a lot what we do. We've traveled to Venezuela. We've gone to a big choral festival in Santiago, Cuba, 2 times. What a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Hear the music there. And the choir under the founding director, Helen Lauritsen, went to the former Soviet Union 3 times. And most of those trips are about sort of citizen musical diplomacy, you know, that we go and we work with musicians there. We did a piece I wrote in Venezuela called Let America Be America Again that was the poetry of Langston Hughes set to music. And we hired a, you know, just a crack Venezuelan orchestra, and we did a piece there together. So it's all about finding common ground and common love of music.
Fred West, the music director of the Seattle Peace Chorus, who will be performing 2 different times the Canto General, June 1st at Town Hall, and that ought to be an acoustically lovely spot for this all this music.
It's got to be a big stage. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know.
And Cleveland High School the following week, Saturday, June 8th.
And at Cleveland, we really want to make this accessible to students, so we have $5 student tickets. So come on out to Cleveland High School. They just built a new auditorium there a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And not many people know about it, but it's a beautiful, beautiful place. You can get tickets at the door, or you can go to brownpapertickets.com or call 800-838-3006 for tickets.
And the website of the chorus, it's seattlepeacechorus.org.
That's right. That's right.
Fred, great to see you again.
Great to see you. Fun to talk about this.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.